I knew I was hurt, but not too badly, so I unbuckled, ran out, looked back, and saw that the general was still inside. Went in and helped him out, helped some others out, and then started the smoke, but it wasn't burning. And then I and another young soldier went back, and I thought the pilot was seriously injured. His back was. The general's aide was in the middle of the passenger compartment, and the whole engine had come down through the passenger compartment and smashed his head into the radio console. I thought he was dead because he had an engine on his head. But when I went back in to start pulling the body out, it was clear that I heard a noise and a slight movement, so he was alive.